Right now, we're going to relive what had to be the most awkward off-air incident in ticket history.
Yes, now this came up yesterday because after the show, we had to go record some commercials. And we record with a guy named Aubrey, who is like 8'12" and huge guy,
yeah.
Right? He's the, oh yeah, big
yeah,
deep voice
big
guy.
Big voice, yeah.
And by the way, I would like to tease ahead because at 9:15 today, you're going to hear some of our recording session with Aubrey yesterday because it was kind of a funny recording session. But anyway, so we're in there with Aubrey, and we get to talking about one of the most uncomfortable incidents that's ever occurred up here at the station. And it involved me, Aubrey, and Alexis, our traffic girl. And Alexis joins us in studio right now.
Hello.
Lovely Alexis.
And me, I was the eyewitness to all this. I was the one, if we were going to have a court case on this,
you were the
I
horrified bystander.
Yes.
And it happened in the cubicle area after our show one day about 3 years ago. And I really and truly thought there was no way we would ever recover from this incident. Because
I didn't either.
Because Alexis was so traumatized by it, and I was traumatized that she witnessed it. What happened is, as I'm walking through the hallway, the cubicle area there, and Aubrey asked me, he's walking towards me, we were going to pass each other, and he's walking towards me, and he says, hey, did you hear what happened to Barb yesterday? And I, in a moment of male camaraderie...
And complete the line and say the shocking line.
Yes, I quickly fire, right as he's finishing the question mark on the end of that question, I fire back a rather offensive... Sexual.
Rather
act.
Offensive.
It was very offensive.
It was one of the most offensive things you could possibly say.
Let's not go that far. It was a tasteful act of love.
There was no
was
love
not,
there.
No.
Is there a way
no.
to clean it up to let everybody know exactly what you said?
I guessed an unconventional form of lovemaking.
Yes, one where babies cannot be produced.
And he said
yeah, I
the
guess,
most offensive of words, too.
Right. Aubrey says, hey, did you hear... Oh, it was, hey, did you hear what I did to Barb yesterday, I think.
Right.
He had played a prank on her
yeah.
or something. And I guess that he had done something unconventional to an odd area of her.
Did you blank...
Let's not go so far, okay? I have people in town that know me, all right? I don't want this story getting out.
That's exactly what he
said. Did you blank her in the blank is what you asked.
What?
And without half a second hesitation, he threw out that suggestion. He didn't even think about it.
Right.
Gordon Keith.
That's where your mind is.
That is not where my mind is.
So that
she
was,
said it was without hesitation.
I am a humorist. I right. need room to create.
So, and just as impressive, an immediate smash return volley from Aubrey.
Yeah,
he didn't hesitate either.
This is, when you do those types of shocking jokes, you're going for shock and awe. You got the shock of the line, and the awe is the quickness in which you delivered it.
You thought you delivered such a serve with velocity, there's
yeah,
no way it comes
back. I slammed
back.
Him, there's no way yeah. he can return that. No, he'll just throw his racket at it, but nothing will happen. Well, he immediately fires back, no. No. Cactus held her down while I blanked her in another. While I did something to her up top area.
So I have the press box view of this because I'm at my cubicle and to my left is Aubrey and Gordon carrying on this very offensive conversation.
It was amazing. The velocity of the lines.
And loud. And
yes.
Gordon.
And their
you know,
broadcast voices.
And their broadcast voices.
What is that?
And they didn't see Alexis because she was sitting down at her cubicle on a computer. So they had no idea that. They may have even done a quick cubicle check to make sure that the.
Yeah, there was no one had prairie dogged up, so we think we're clear. You know, there's not a lot of people in the office.
And that's what I said, Alexis, I am so sorry. You had to hear that. And then the looks on their faces. Gordo's and Aubrey's were priceless because
oh my goodness.
All the blood drained from their face and they almost passed out.
All right, so Alexis, when you heard that exchange, what was your first thought?
I truly was in shock, I think. I did not. I couldn't believe what I had just heard. And then I was really embarrassed. Like Gordon said earlier today, my face was so red.
Yeah, you were tomato red.
I think, because that was when I worked for The Bone, so I didn't see you guys every day or
right.
talk to you every day. So I think if that would happen today, I would have been like, you guys are nasty or something, because I would have been used to that. But
yeah,
back then,
response.
I was just so embarrassed and shocked that I witnessed that. I think I just was traumatized.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
The look on your face, I felt horrible for you having to witness that incredibly offensive exchange.
Yeah, what was your first thought when George said, hey, Alexis, sorry about that?
Did you think I was pranking you?
Yeah, I thought he was pranking us, and then I glance around the corner, and there's little, sweet, little tiny Alexa sitting in her seat with just a red
tears
face.
Tears running down her eyes.
I was not crying.
It's like I just told a kid there's no Santa Claus.
And now, as the story was retold yesterday, you just ran.
Yeah, I got out of there. I wasn't going to be part of. I was not going to be part of any cleanup.
I apologized. Aubrey apologized.
Aubrey came in the Bone Studio probably 15 times that day and said, "Alexis, I am so sorry. I'm really sorry about that." I think he really thought I was going to go to HR. Yeah, he was.
I think I was encouraging you to do that, especially for Gordon.
And George is encouraging her to go to HR to get me fired.
And you never got an apology from Gordon.
Still to this day.
3 years
that
later.
Is not
I have
true.
Never
no
gotten an apology.
So here it is.
That is
Gordo,
not true.
Go ahead.
All right, a few other details about this story. Number one is, as I mentioned, Aubrey is an incredibly huge human being. Matter of fact, anytime someone bombs the bathroom and.
We suspect it's
always. He's suspect number one.
Doo-doo.
And Cactus, the man that in his line was holding down someone while he was assaulting them, is one of the smallest individuals up here.
Right.
His line made no sense.
No, he would not need Cactus to help him at all.
No.
But he delivered that line so quickly, he has seemed as though he had thought of that.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Almost he said it so quickly as if that was on his mind no matter what I was going to say to him.
Well, like they've done it before.
Right.
Yeah, either that or maybe these guys had rehearsed this comedy routine before and they were just trying
to
out.
Yeah, like it's our standard line to each other, right? So he apologized and I run away and I just tried to block it out of my mind. Well, then about a year and a half later, we didn't know how much Alexis remembered of it. It was never mentioned really after
right,
that.
Right, we acted like it didn't happen.
And we had her up here in studio reading our Valentine's cards when I do the offensive Valentine's cards. And then somebody, I think George, asked her if she remembered the incident. He won't let it go. Meanwhile, I'm praying that, like an incredibly traumatic memory, your mind has calloused over that and you can't even get to it anymore.
I remember
that
every detail.
He asked you about it, and you remembered every single detail of it.
And Barb was in here, and she had no idea what we were talking about.
Yeah,
Barb.
I'm in front of Barb, so now I got to repeat this conversation.
I think it's something she should know.
She was the innocent victim, I guess.
How her co-workers talk about her when she's not here.
I still don't think she knows. I was too embarrassed to tell her.
She's clueless. She can mention it in front of her. She won't even know what you're talking about. All right. My question to you is this. Did you know guys kind of talk like that?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did. I mean, I've worked in radio for a long time, and there's not very many women in radio.
Right, so you're
so
in a boys'
hear
club
stuff
all the time.
All the time. Yeah,
but no one's ever topped that one, have they?
I guess I was not ready for that. that was shocking.
It's just your world changed in 4 seconds. It's like it didn't unravel, you know, with any sort of persistence of time. It was just so quick and violent.
It was very violent, yes. It was traumatic, shocking, and violence all day.
Well, I would like to formally and sincerely invite you to dinner.
Oh, no. You need to apologize.
What?
3 years
what?
Later, you still have
this is more harassment.
Yeah, too late. She'll always think of you that way.
No, I would like to apologize to you, Alexis, for you witnessing this episode of Aubrey's horrible
callousness. He's not going to do it.
And social impropriety. No, I apologize to you for my part in this.
Okay.
Courage.
Apology
that
accepted.
Was very courageous, Gordo, for you finally to apologize to Alexis.
But his offense was more vulgar than mine.
Well, he was apologized it? 15
there's,
times more than you. So
there's
okay.
always a but with Gordon, as you heard that day.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
I apologize again, Alexis.
I do, too. I'm sorry, Alexis.
All right.
And I'll be by your cubicle a little bit later on to apologize like a real man.
Gross. Sorry about that. 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Up next, the